Hey, Sky. Can I trust you?
Of course you can, Lucid.
Well, it's just 'cause you got a friend in me.
Well, you know, you got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
You just remember what your old pal said. Girl, you got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
That's right, girl. You got a friend in me. If you got troubles, well, I got them too.
Oh.
There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
We stick together, we can see it through. 'Cause you've got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me. Some of the folks might be a little bit smarter than I am.
Bigger and stronger too.
Maybe.
But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's
me and you, pal. And as the years go by.
That's right. Our friendship will never die.
No way.
You're gonna see it's our destiny.
You know, you got a friend in me.
Woo! Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
You're my best friend, Lucidity.
Well, you're my favorite deputy.
Alright, that was Lucidity and Skywish.
They did You Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story. Woo!
Yeah. Audrey goes first!
More Pixar. Hey! This was so cute! I loved how you, like, played off of each other. Lucidity, you sounded very Randy Newman-ish to me in places, which is good because that's the guy that originally did the song, and I liked your tone for it. My phone just beeped.
Speaking what is it with the phones?
I know. Leave us alone. Skywish, your voice is just beautiful. I love it so much. And the ending. The ending was so adorable. It was a little bit cheesy, but in like a good way. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. Next up, we have a drop. One of our first drops of the show. We got 3 this week. This was supposed to be What the Chuck 3 and Albino Mamba, but Mamba kind of dropped. Sad face.
Sad.
Very sad face. So we are going to listen to What the Chuck 3.
As loud as a thunder, to a little bit soft as a summer. And some say the soul of the city is the toll of the bills. The bills of Notre Dame. And listen, their beautiful north. So many colors of sound, so many changing moods. Because you know, they don't all ring by themselves.
They don't?
No, you silly boy. Up there, High, high in the dark bell tower lives the mysterious bell ringer. Who is this creature?
Who?
What is he?
What?
And how did he come to be there?
How?
Hush! And Clopin will tell you. It is a tale of a man and a monster. Dark was the night when our tale was begun on the docks near Lord Radar. Four frightened gypsies slid silently on their docks near Lord Radar. But a trap had been laid for the gypsies, and they gazed up in fear and alarm at a figure whose clutches were vile as latches the bells. The bells of Lord Radar. Judge Claude Frollo longed to purge the world of vice and sin. And he saw corruption everywhere, except within.
You there, what are you hiding?
She ran.
Yourself and your minions. You can claim that you haven't a qualm, but you never can run from nor hide what you've done from the eyes. No, there is no Trudeau.
And for one time in his life of power and control, Frollo felt a twinge of fear for his immortal soul.
Carry it, my child, and raise it as your own. Live here. Where?
Anywhere. Just so he's kept locked away where no one else can see. The bell tower, perhaps. And who knows, our Lord works in mysterious ways. Even this foul creature may yet prove one day to be of use to me.
And so Frollo gave the child a cruel name, a name that means half-formed, Quasimodo. Now, here is a riddle to guess if you can sing the bells of Notre Dame. Who is the monster and who is the man? Sing the bells, 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 bells,
was about the Chuck 3.
With our second Bells of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
okay. So, they listen.
I go first. Hey, we already,
they already listened. Okay.
Psh.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
You go first.
Chuck, I thought your accent for Clopin was, like, awesome.
Spot on. I loved it.
You had a really good distinction between the characters. The only thing that I had a problem with characters was Frollo was a little low. It sounded like you were having a really hard time with his voice. Especially when you were singing for him, like, you'd get in that thing where you'd sing a phrase, and then at the end of the word you go, like, that weird thing where people, like, add the, at the end. I wish the last amazing note would have been louder.
Yes.
Because I could hear that you had it, but it was not loud enough. I could barely hear it.
I know, you got, like, you got overwhelmed by the backtrack.
Yeah. And then sometimes, like, your Clopin accent was amazing. Don't get me wrong. But I felt like sometimes it kind of got in the way of your singing. But I really, really liked it. Overall, I really like this.
Yep.
Yeah. Your turn.
All right. This is a really long song.
Yeah.
It is. I kind of wish you would have cut some of the, like, beginning choir stuff before you come in, because there was, like, a good 15 seconds in there that were just kind of there. As always, I love your accent and your character voices. You had great energy, especially on Clopin, however you pronounce his name. I thought his character was perfect for your range. I wish you would have done more in the acting part with Frollo instead of just the singing. And I think he was the one that had the clips cut in from the original. Wasn't he?
He had some of, yeah.
Yeah, like, bits and pieces of it were from the original track.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked you on the Archdeacon, too. I loved the end, but I wish I could have heard you better. Because you kind of got drowned out. I'm really sorry Albino Mamba dropped on you, but I thought you did really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay.
Yay for...
Chuck.
Yay. I was trying to think of a good word. You get brownie points, Chuck.
All right, and next up is one of our other solo jobs. People.
Yeah.
We have Javon M, and his partner was Could It Be Girl, but she completely got out of touch. So Javon M had to record solo. Sad face again. He wound up doing You Belong to My Heart from the Tres Caballeros, or Caballeros. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, so, I had to look that up. I didn't know what movie it was from. But, yeah, he recorded the piano and himself at the same time. So he's actually sitting there playing the piano while he's singing, so. Awesome.
That's crazy.
I know, he's so talented. Psh. Let's listen to him and his talentedness.
Your eyes. eyes through a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song and you'll always belong to my heart. Solamente una vez, amén la vida. Solamente una vez y nada más. Una vez nada más en mi cuerpo. La esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad. Una vez nada más se entrega al alma con la dulce total. Cuando ese milagro realiza el prodigio de amarse, hay campanas de fiestas que cantan en el corazón.
And that, oh crap.
What did you drop?
My pen.
That was Javon M.
Yeah.
What
she said.
Okay. Oh, and I go first this time.
Yes, you do.
I thought your piano parts were excellent. I can't play piano, so I'm jealous. I don't think I'd ever heard this song before, but it's just a beautiful song. And it suits your voice really well. Oh my gosh, you're Spanish.
That, like, blew my mind.
I melted. It was funny. Wow. I mean, like, you sound like a native speaker or something. Your Spanish is just really fluent, so I don't know if that's just from practice in Spanish class or practice on this particular song, but... Yeah, and I love your voice. I love your tone. The recording quality was not great, but that's because you were recording your piano as well as you. So, overall, I thought it was great. Some of the bottom notes sounded a tiny bit strained in places, but, and I'm really sorry, Cootie B-Girl dropped out on you, but... It meant we got this awesomeness, so no offense to her, but I'm kind of glad. I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but if it means we get this fabulosity, yay.
Yay!
I really am sad that Could It Be Girl dropped, though. People dropping in general makes me sad. But yeah, that's all I have.
All right, my turn. Kudos on doing the piano on your own. That is skill. Okay.
Skills we both wish we had.
Yeah. I have this again, because I don't believe you. I still do not... It's been a while since we first learned this, but I still do not believe you and when you say you are 16.
I know.
There
is no possible way. He's lying to us. He's lying to us.
He's lying, like, Javon.
He's like...
Don't lie to us.
Yeah, seriously. He's like 26 and trying to lie to us about his age.
Don't lie. Lying's bad. And if you are 16, don't lie to your elders, okay? Anyway.
Really, Riley.
I thought this was, like, amazing and awesome, and the Spanish was just...
to die for.
Awesome, and yeah, and yeah. The only thing I had a problem with, like, was, yeah, the recording quality was not so great. And I just felt like the levels of the song needed to change more.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like it was the same thing throughout. I just thought it needed to be changed up a little more. Yeah. But other than that, I really, really liked it.
Yay.
Yeah. Woo!
Yay for awesome J-Von in Spanish Latin-ness. Latin loverness. Not really.
Latin loverness?
Not really. He's much too young for that. He's really 16 and not lying to us.
No 16-year-old should be in Latin loverness.
I know. Just... yeah, I'm speechless right now.
It's terrible. All Audrey's fault.
Yes, it's all my fault. Mea culpa. Speaking of Latin.
Oh my god!
Really?
Oh, crap. Okay, well, I hung up on yeah, so next up. Who is next?
Next, we have our third and final drop of the night.
Soyala!
We have Soyala and Copper, but Copper had to drop because he got grounded from the internet, so...
Way to go, Copper.
I know. What did you do? Seriously, dude. But yeah, so we have Soyala.
Singing Circle of Life.
Yep. Ooh, where's the...
More to see than can never be seen, more to do than can never be done. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's a circle of life.
I just thought this was really, really good. Like, really, really good. And if you would have done the whole song by yourself, I think it would be, like,
I wish you would have had time to do that, yeah.
Because when it was a part where that was supposed to be sung and then there was nothing, I was kind of sad.
I know.
And then your part was, like, awesome. I thought you sounded, like, really, really pretty and really, really
nice.
She
said in the email that she was sick. And I almost don't believe her, because she sounded fine to me.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a little stuffy in places, but that's all.
I thought it was awesome, and I know Soyala is awesome.
Yeah, she's talented.
It was awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, Audrey.
I thought your voice was really pretty on this. Good resonant vibrato. Like I said, you did sound a bit stuffy in places. I wish you would have had time to record the rest of the song when Copper dropped on you. Because the places where the song was missing, it was kind of funny because I was sitting there listening to it and I started singing along in the blanks. And then I would stop whenever I would hear Soyala come in and I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be listening to her instead of singing this. Because I love this song.
Darn.
Yeah. Man, I wanted to sing. Psh. But yeah, so I liked it. I thought it was pretty. I wish you would have finished it out.
Me too.
Yeah.
Ready to move on?
Yes. Last but not least,
we have
Caesar the Czar, Caesar the King, and Dirksies.
Way up, way up, yumpy, hey, hey, yumpy, hey, 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 yeah. Way up, way up, yumpy, hey, hey, yumpy, hey, 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 yeah.
Steady as the beating drum, singing to the cedar flute. Seasons go and seasons come, bring the corn and bear the fruit. By the water sweet and clean, where the mighty sturgeon lives, let the squash and reap the bean, all the earth our mother gives. O great spirit, hear our song, help us keep the ancient ways, keep the sacred fire strong, walk in balance all our days. Seasons go and seasons come, steady as the beating drum. Come to see, too much to go. Steady as the beating drum.
Way up, way up, yumpy, hey, hey, yumpy, hey, 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 yeah. Way up, way up, yumpy, hey, hey, yumpy, hey.
And that was Caesar the King and Dirksies. Singing steady as a beating drum. From Pocahontas.
And I go first on this one.
Yes, you do.
I thought you had really good harmonies. And I thought your voices blended well together. There was so much Dirksies. So many different parts. But I thought you sounded good. I don't know if this is actually a separate song, but I thought there was a part that came right after this that had Chief Powhatan Pocahontas' dad in it, and I wish you would have included that part for
Caesar.
Yeah,
there is.
Caesar? Eh.
There is.
Because he's got Caesar. That kind of booming, impressive, powerful voice. And, like, I'm in charge kind of voice. And I know Caesar has still been recovering from laryngitis, so... Yeah, I can't say I blame you for kind of hiding behind Dirksies a little bit, because you're not well and not sounding your best. But yeah, again, I kind of wonder if they did all the background vocals, especially towards the end where it thickened up a lot. I don't know if that was all them or not.
I don't know.
I really don't know either.
I had more today. Harmonies. I, like, really like this song. I realized I really, really like this. And, just the harmony sounded a little off to me. Like, it sounded like... I don't know, like, one of your parts was, like, either too high or too low. Just the harmony sounded off to me. The main thing was the harmonies with this. And harmonies... During the harmonies... Caesar sounded a little too high for you. I think if it would have been a little lower or something, then you would have been fine. But other than that, I liked it. Just, I had a few problems with the harmonies. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna stop for a little bit and deliberate. And we'll come back to you in about a second. So,
yeah.
Just hold your jets, okay? We're gonna come back.
Alrighty.
With some scores.
Yes, we will. Well, we might come back.
No, we're not gonna ever come
Maybe.
Back, no. You'll just never know.
Okay, we're back.
Yep. Told you it would only take a second.
Oh yeah. We're just that awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So
we had, like,
we have made...
super uber bunch of ties. We had, like,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people tied.
Here's
tied
how
for
it
second
is.
Place.
We have a clear winner.
We have a clear winner, a clear bottom team, and then we have, like...
And a lot of ties.
A lot of ties in the middle. We have, like, 5 people tied for second and 3 people tied for third.
Yeah.
So this whole mess was just really close, y'all. And that was my southern accent for the day.
So,
all right,
we'll
so,
say the winner first.
Yes.
The winner was 9.5 out of 10. Melly and Temporary Butterfly.
Woo!
Party!
Okay. All tied for second with 8.5 out of 10. We have Genesis and Musical-tastic, Blackjack and Green Girl, Janie Gurley, 07 and Animated 93, Javon M, and Soyala.
Woo!
Yay, all of you. All of you.
And tied for third.
Tied for third with 8 out of 10.
Out of 10.
We have Skywish and Lucidity, What the Chuck 3, and Caesar the King and Dirksies.
Yay!
Woo!
That means
our bottom group is with 6.5 out of 10 is Ophicel and Dragonite. And since we've had so many people drop this week, we're only going to cut one person so that we have enough
even
we have
number.
An even number, yeah, so that we can repair you all, because we've decided we're going to mix the pairs up every week, so you won't be partnered with the same person next week.
Mm-hmm.
So those emails detailing your new partner and the theme for next week. Well, not next week. The following week.
Yes, we didn't tell you guys. You guys get an extra week.
Yes, you get an extra week because of American Thanksgiving. I know some
Yay,
know some people
American
are
American Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. Some people are like Canadians, like Melly. Psh, so they don't even know what American Thanksgiving is.
Her and her plastic money.
I know. It's the weirdest stuff I've ever seen. It's so colorful. It looks like Monopoly money. But anyway, we haven't cut anybody yet, have we? No. So we need an even number of people. And since we had 3 people drop, we're only going to cut 1 person this week. And our bottom group was Ophical and Dragonite. So the person we have decided to cut is Dragonite. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Please don't be mad at us. We will miss you. We'll miss all of you when we have to cut you. But it's a necessary evil.
So sad.
I know. Okay, and so y'all will have 2 weeks to work on the next round. The emails detailing your partners will probably go out very late tonight, if not tomorrow, because I'm gonna be gone tonight for a while.
Or I can do it for a change.
Yeah, you could do it for a change.
I could.
You could. I wouldn't mind. But yeah, so just so long as you remember to send me an email with a copy of the list so I know who's who. Yeah, so next round is going to be the first round where you have both an acting scene and a song to do for the week.
Ooh.
Which, depending on how well this goes, we may decide to just give you 2 weeks every time we have a round like that. Because it's a lot to do. But the theme is heroes and villains. So you have to choose a song between a hero and a villain. Well, let me amend this. Because when I say hero, I basically mean the protagonist of the story. So it could just as easily be a princess instead of a hero. So it could be a hero and a villain or a villainess. And then, so you each pick one character. One of you will be the villain, and one of you will be the hero or the princess or what have you. And then you will switch roles. One of the other person, the person that played the hero, will play the villain, and vice versa, for the acting scene. They don't have to be from the same movie. They can be from completely different movies. We don't mind.
I'm just dreading that these are going to be, like, 8 minutes long.
Yeah. True.
And the immunity. Oh, yes.
There is
an
immunity for next week as well. And since there's acting and singing in the main round, it's going to be just a song. Mm-hmm. The immunity theme is, wait, that's not Disney? And so you have to choose a song from an animated film that is commonly mistakenly believed to be a Disney film. So stuff from, like, say, Fox, 20th Century Fox, Warner Brothers, Paramount, MGM, what have you. Lot. Aside from the fact that when we send out the email with the deadline, unless there are some seriously extenuating circumstances, we're not doing like we did this week and extending the deadline and extending the deadline and extending the deadline.
That was crazy.
We're not doing that anymore. If you don't submit by the deadline, we might give you until we record, but if you don't submit by the time we record, we're cutting you. End of story.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
You did. That was random. Anyway, so we will get emails to you later about pairs and themes and so forth.
And it might actually be from me this time.
I know. I think it's Javon M. He still gets confused about that and says it's you because your name comes first alphabetically in the address name. But it's both of us kind of share it, and that's how we both get the submissions. But I'm usually the one that sends stuff out. If you notice, the signature says Audrey Golightly 13. That's me.
Okay. Blah. Well, emails will be going out soon-ish.
Later, sometime, eventually. Yeah. You know, once this is all mixed and put together and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Have a magical day, everybody.